Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is lesson number 44. We're going to talk about Sir Walter Raleigh's expeditions in this lesson. Well, Sir Walter Raleigh was concerned with the plight of the out-of-work poor, and America seemed to be a land of opportunity just waiting to be taken advantage of. Raleigh believed that these poor people could provide for themselves if they crossed the Atlantic and founded agricultural colonies in the New World where land was abundant. And he also thought that these colonies would be profitable to England. So he went to Queen Elizabeth and she gave him permission. And he sent out an exploring expedition in 1584. Raleigh himself wasn't able to go because he had a lot of important duties to attend to in England. Well, the report came back with glowing descriptions of the Albemarle Sound area, and so Raleigh named the beautiful new land Virginia in honor of the Virgin Queen herself. Well, back then, remember, what was called Virginia included the whole area between Canada and Florida. In 1585, Raleigh sent to Virginia a colony of about 100 men and women who settled on Roanoke Island on the coast of what is now North Carolina. However, these settlers were like the Spanish in that they only cared about finding gold and pearls. They basically refused to work with their hands, and as a result, they nearly starved. They finally returned to England unhappy. However, they did stay there long enough to learn from the Indians the use of tobacco. We'll see what became of that in a little bit. Apparently, Raleigh sent other colonies which failed because the people he sent weren't suited to the hardworking pioneer life that was required in these new lands. Plus, Raleigh was short on funds, so these settlements failed. But there is one more colony worth considering. Remember, it was no easy thing to settle the New World. Those who came weren't assured success or even survival. Settlement was never a guaranteed success. Keep that in mind. The only guarantee that they had was that they would go through perils and suffer some heartache. They knew that. And this is true in the case of the last group that Raleigh sent out. And I want to tell you their story. It was May of 1587 that three ships with about 150 people, including women and children, set out from England to Roanoke. John White was in charge of the group. And White's daughter, Eleanor, was with him. Now, Eleanor was married to her daddy's assistant, a man named Ananias Dare. Well, in July, White's group landed on Roanoke Island, and on August 18th of that year, Ananias and Eleanor gave birth to a daughter, and they named her Virginia, after the queen, and after the land that they were in. And this is the first English child that was born in the United States. Well, John White made friends with the Indians, and they lived in peace. And that November, White had to return to England, so he set off with his son-in-law and crew while Eleanor, baby Virginia, and the 112 others, including women and children, stayed behind to keep the colony going. So they said their goodbyes, probably thinking the separation would only be a few months. However, as we're going to see, it was a lot longer than that. So they said their goodbyes. White took off, and he and his crew reached Southampton on November 8th. But the timing wasn't good. The English were now engaged in a major war with Spain, and they were preparing for an onslaught from the Spanish Armada, which they expected to arrive in the spring. So the government halted all shipping because every port was to be used to prepare for defense. So White was stuck in England for 3 years. That's until August of 1590. Imagine the anxiety of John and his son-in-law as they thought about Eleanor and little Virginia, whom they left behind in the New World. Well, we're going to tell the rest of the story in our next lesson. This is Dan Sheridan. That's all I have time for. Listen, I really hope you learned something. Until next time, remember this. Be good to one another because we're in this together.